Saturday, right in the middle of the month. It is April 13th. Saturdays are our favorite episodes. Kyle and I get to sit with Chris and Christy on the content writing team to talk about some More Than Cars moments. Everywhere
I
go,
the people really want to know. I can't believe it's the middle of April already.
You don't even know. I could have sworn it was the 2nd, and all of a sudden it's like almost the 15th. What is happening?
It's called... We're 30 days out from a SodaCon is what it's called.
That's exactly what it's called.
I mean, today's the 13th. This is the 13th of May is the day most of Team Asoda is going to be making their way to Baltimore to set up and be ready for SodaCon 2024, which is in just south of Baltimore. Real easy to get to from the airport, like just 5-10 minutes. And this thing is getting set to be a massive throwdown.
I don't know if you knew this, but actually most people's most exciting moment of a SoduCon is nothing to do with content. It's seeing Chris as they round the corner to say hello the first thing.
Very, very good point.
That's like a thing. Like people are posting on the line. They're like, number one priority, find Chris.
I feel like Chris we need to get Chris the old free hugs t-shirt.
Yeah,
for sure. Chris, yeah, can confirm. Last year was my first SoduCon, and yeah, I can say confidently sitting at the front desk, that was everybody's favorite part.
Oh, it's so nice. I love that everyone's kind of got a lap in now. I think who on our team is it their first?
Nobody.
Wow.
We had this whole team last year when we were there. So it's like,
oh yeah. You know what? It's another element of that is that it wasn't a year ago. It was like 7 months ago. Times just fly. Well, Chris and Christy, welcome. Yes. It's so good to be with you. Always love what you bring to the table. You guys pour your heart and soul every day into the words and the sentiments that people walk away with from reading our daily email. If you don't get the email, you should go to asoda.com, sign up. You won't be sorry you did. If you do, we'll give you all your money back. It's a free email. So
it's funny. The joke I wanted to make is I need a t-shirt that says costly hugs.
And with a Venmo address underneath.
Yeah. I just want to leave it ominous. Like, what's the
you're gonna pay for this, right?
Friendship isn't free.
You know? Oh boy. Well, what are we talking about today, sir?
It's funny. Like you mentioned SodaCon already, but as anybody who's listening to this podcast probably knows, Will Gadara, the author of Unreasonable Hospitality, is our big keynote. Our buddy, he's coming to share some of the stuff he's learned. You know, in the hospitality world, that's going to cross over with dealerships. And I feel like a personal desire of mine is to make sure people understand that hospitality isn't a synonym for hotel industry, you know?
Good one.
And our friend, Dana Cleave, I say our friend, she's our friend, but she's Jordan's friend. Let's be real.
I think she's everybody's friend.
She's all of our friends.
She's a lot of, oh, she's, you know, like, friend of her and Jordan are very
Dana
similar.
Years and years.
Yeah. She sent us a video. One of the Walzer dealerships, Walzer, Walzer Polar Mazda, they're called. They actually were at the recent meeting where Will Gadara shared with the leaders of the Walzer team, and this one store just like went home and like they saw the Matrix at that point, apparently, you know what I mean? Like
they took the blue pill, right?
Yeah. They were able to just apply the stuff that he shared in such a tangible and one-to-one kind of way. And it's a full video. They ended up making a video about it where they covered like just some of the philosophies they had going in, which was kind of, we already prioritize seeing every person as a person, not a deal and not a number, you know, not a sales opportunity. And like, once that foundation was established, it was very easy to start thinking of these people as, you know, I want to say friends, you know, yeah. If your coworkers are living like family, then it makes sense that the people who walk into your door become friends, not customers, you know? Wow. So yeah, they just shared like, you know, everybody who comes in, you know, gets postcards and cookie dough and all this stuff. And it becomes this like, carry home with you this reminder that like, we're over here, you know what I mean? I don't even know how to fully describe it. It's the kind of thing that if you've experienced it, you know what I'm talking about. But whenever you go to a friend's house, you leave different. You leave changed. and so do they. And I feel like they're bringing that into their showroom, man, in such a tangible, real way that I just can't wait to get back from a SotoCon this year and have these stories just become part of our every email, you know?
That's so cool.
Going to be an impact. Kyle's goes, ah, and he's like waiting or thinking about how he's going to say what he's going to say.
Well, yeah, I'm starting to hear and see so many of these pieces. I had a conversation with a gentleman that's been in the industry for 25 years this last week. And he said, for years and years and years, I just didn't even know that it was plausible or possible to work within this industry in that way. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so until you see others do it, like Walzer, or like the groups that we've highlighted on More Than Cars or others, until you actually get to hear and see that story, maybe there's just not even the plausible opportunity to know that that could exist within our industry.
Yeah.
And so that's what I love so much about these types of stories is it gives freedom to those that maybe didn't know that their industry could see people and see experiences in that way and then do the same. Mm. And so it's like this massive snowball that I'm having a hard time talking about, because it's the snowball that probably 4 or 5 years ago, I would have said, I want that to happen, but I don't know if it can. Mm. And the snowball is picking up a lot of steam right now. And it's like, we can't even cover it all. I mean, Chris, you remember 2 years ago when we started the daily email, we would have to search far and wide to find these. I mean, it was like finding a needle in a haystack, and now they just come at us. Yeah. It is changing, y'all.
Whenever I talk to people, so creativity is just kind of my bedrock interest, you know, doing things with presence and awareness and doing them the way that they need to be done as opposed to the way they've been done. Like, that to me is just as much an expression of creativity as producing a painting or a song or something. But whenever I see people struggle with that like idea, I always realize like it's because no one's given them permission to believe that they're creative. And like, I think the more stories find front pages and people champion them and celebrate them and, you know, with humility, share what they're actually doing. Like, it can't just be us. It's, you know, like how Walzer has made this video so that other people see it. And that, without being spoken, gives more people permission to consider what they're doing as an opportunity to creatively engage with their customers, you know, and in a way that's hospitable or hospitably engaged, you know, whichever word you want to use.
I like the way you use the word permission. And you know, it's somebody that I've spent a good bit of time around, or at least paying attention to. And that person's Gary Vaynerchuk, kind of a polarizing figure sometimes, but he talks about this idea of giving someone permission for something they really don't need permission for.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But when you see someone else doing the thing that you kind of feel like you always wish you could do or want to do it, and you kind of think like, well, why can't I do it too? And you do get that level of permission. I love that you use that word. Because if we are in some way connected to, and I think a SotoCon surely will be, a place where people get permission to do what they feel like should be done. It's really cool. I mean, I think that's what Unreasonable Hospitality has done for people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yep. It can be done.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say too. Like, for me, I feel like the having Unreasonable Hospitality is kind of like this big idea thing that can be applied to multiple industries is just really powerful. And like, one of the specific things that I loved about this story was they talk about how they went, like, they heard Will speak, everybody got super inspired at this store, like started brainstorming like ideas for, you know, ways to be hospitable at their dealership. And one of the things that they did was one of the service directors started, anytime he would find little Mazda matchstick cars or matchbook cars, he would buy them and pick them up so that when kids would come through the service drive, they would have, you know, they would have a little car, a little something to play with. And they said that like everybody then in the service department, anytime they would go somewhere, they'd be on the hunt for little Mazda cars. So just the way that it kind of went from Will, you know, inspired this, you know, big idea that then translated to that, that then the whole service department got into, like the snowball effect, like Kyle was talking about. I just love that.
Yeah.
Well, look, I think if you take away anything from this is that there's a special thing going on in our industry right now. Mm-hmm. And the people are finding one another who believe this should be the case and are making it the case. And, you know, we're trying to do our little part over here in the Asotaverse. We're going to try to make a big splash at AsotaCon and bring together as many of the people as we can that believe these same things. And you know what they say? It only takes 1,000 people to create seismic change in anything. And so we're hoping to have 500,000 at AsotaCon. And there's certainly way more than that that are part of this community. So Chris, Christy, thank you so much for pushing this stuff to the front on a regular basis, being so beautifully articulate about it. And hopefully together we can all move the industry toward the future that we all want, right? It's more than cars. We'll see you next time.